No matter what my name is, I'm not going to hold it. No matter, come on, y'all. No matter what my income is, come on, I'm just talking to you. Come on, I'm not going to what?
Not going to hold it.
Hold it. Come on, y'all. No matter what my zip code is, I'm not going to
hold it.
Come on, don't hold it. Hold it. That's why if you hold it, that means you have allowed yourself to walk in the spirit of tolerating sin. Mm. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Uh-huh. See, I'm not going to tolerate this thing, amen, in my life.
My God.
Don't tolerate the devil. Don't tolerate sin to linger and to become a lynch. Try to hang you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Try to choke the life out of you.
Uh-huh.
That's what sin do. It chokes the word that you have hid in your heart that you might. Oh, come on. See, when you don't, amen, confess sin, it chokes you up.
My God.
You get yoked up, you get tied up, you get tired, you get weary. That's when the hindrance spirit begins to weigh you down. Everything beginning to get hard, it begins to get hard to come to church, hard to pray, hard to read. Oh, I wish I could get something. Everything get hard to you. It looks like, amen, you get drained. You know, some people just are anointed to drain you. Some people have been anointed to drain you of all of the anointing God trying to put in your life.
My God.
Woo, I wish I could give you. No way the enemy drain your anointing.
Yes.
Don't let the devil drain what God put in you as a gift.
Yes.
Oh, can I talk to you?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get you to understand that the hindering spirit trying to stop ministry. Trying to stop marriages, which is the first ministry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all don't shout me down. Come on, y'all. Come on. Give God praise. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Come on. Is that all right? He's trying to keep a downward spiral going in the house of God. How many know your house is the first house of God?
That's right.
Oh, y'all, come on. Say amen. Your house is the first tabernacle.
Right.
He said, love starts at home and then spread. If you ain't got no love at home, you ain't going to give none out of your home. Oh, I wish I could get somebody. You ain't going to care whether people save or not. You don't care whether they married work or not. You don't care whether they sick or dead. Come on, it starts at home and then spread what?
Abroad.
Now, I talked about the natural. Now, what about your spiritual house?
Come on.
If you ain't got no love in your heart, you're not going to release. No love. And the main thing the enemy tries to do is bind up the spirit of love. Because he said, though you give your body to burn, though you prophesy, y'all, come on, somebody, but you have not charity. Even though you give out 100 boxes of pizza, I don't mess and roll it, hope me to roll it. Even though you give thousands and millions of to the ministry, if you have not love,
nothing.
It profits you. Nothing. That's what the enemy tried to do, kill the love of people through their quarrel. You know, my, come on. Is that all right? He's trying to kill the people. And they're trying to kill their love walk with God.
That's what he does.
Go ahead.
Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Yeah. Don't let the enemy kill your love walk. Don't let the enemy kill your love talk. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
But you can tell when somebody loves the Lord about how they talk and how they walk. Woo! If it look like a duck and it quack like a duck, most likely it's a duck. Come on, y'all. Is that all right? If you live right, pray right, seek God right, most likely you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, can I get a few people that are ready to get it right with God?
Yeah.
We try to get it right with man,
yeah,
but if we get it right with God, then man will be at peace with us.
Yeah.
That's what the word says. The man will be at what?
Peace.
Oh, y'all, come on, come on, come on. We're going to deal with this hindering spirit, I'm tired of it, I'm mad. See, you can't change nothing until you get mad. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody, come on, y'all, huh? You can't be, well, God is perfect, but you ain't. Oh, come on, I'm trying to be perfect. Just get you a proud life and get this word that I talked about this morning. Amen, about how you should get in Sunday school, how you should get in. What? The word of God.
Yes.
Put that word in you. Put that word and say word.
Word.
Put that word in you. I'm a church that this ain't even a part of us. I just hear the Lord say, turn to that Sunday school scripture this morning. Turn to it. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen. And one thing about that hindering See, it come to stop the whole shot. You know, it just don't work around one thing. It come to stop everything. It come to stop your home. It come to stop you thinking right. It come to stop your health. It come to stop everything that it can. Come on, y'all. Is that all right?
Yes.
It come to stop it. Hallelujah. But how many know we too anointed to quit?
Amen.
I always try to get a few people. I'm too anointed to stop, Elder. I'm too anointed to stop, Minister. Mother, I'm too anointed. I've been through the storm and the rain. He done brought me out of the mire clay. I can't stop now. He done brought you a mighty long way. Paralegals trying to think about stopping now. Bible said in 1 Timothy 4:13, he said, until I come, give attendance to reading. Oh, y'all, come on. When you, amen, get weak in your flesh, start reading.
Yes.
Feed your flesh.
Yes. Yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Ah,
oh, I always tell you a few people that's been missing in the body of Christ for the last 15 years. Amen. We stop feeding ourselves the Holy Ghost.
Yes, the Word of God.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Somebody, come on, come on. Come on, rapping ain't never saved a young person.
Yes.
Christian rap ain't never saved a young person. It's the Word of God.
Yes.
That saves.
Yes.
Oh, y'all, come on, somebody.
Yes.
I'm not against it, but it ain't never saved nobody.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. It's the Word that's going to save you. It's the Word that's going to keep you.
That's right.
It's the Word that's going to change you.
Oh, yes.
Give attendance to reading. To exhortation. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Receive the truth of the priest's gospel. When it's being exhorted, when it's being expounded, receive it. When you read it and when somebody else reads it and preaches it, receive what? The doctrine of Jesus Christ. 14 says, neglect not the gift that is in you. When you read, your gift got to come forth. You can't be hindered.
Yes.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Yes.
When you don't neglect to read the word, mother, I don't care if you feel neglected, that head of the spirit got to go.
Amen.
Ain't no pure, come on. Most of us, amen, I was in high school, that was the most time I had the most peer pressure. Come on, y'all. Come on, somebody. I was trying to see if I had the biggest muscle. Could I be the best shot put thrower? Could I be the best disc thrower? Could I have the most waves in my head? Come on, y'all. Young people be under a lot of peer pressure. Come on, y'all. Come on. Is that all right? Did I have the biggest calves and legs? Come on. On the football. Is that all right? Was I a big man? He ain't no bigger man than me. Come on, I'm a pure president. Even when I was a senior in high school, I got in this group called Omega Phi Beta, the Greek boys. Come on, y'all. Being under pure pressure. Why? Because I felt like I need to be a part. Come on, y'all. And that's how the enemy works on you. When you're not in God, the devil say, I'm going to get you a part of something. If you're not involved in the work of God, the enemy will get your flesh, will get you involved in some kind of work.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could get a few people.
Yes.
So you might as well say, Lord, I make up my mind to work for you.
Yes.
Lord, I made up my mind, amen, to work for you. He said, don't forget me about you, young people. We still young. Come on.
Yes.
Mother, you see, 80 yet. Come on.
Yes.
You still young. Y'all, come on, somebody. Is that all right? Come on, is that all right?
Yes.
Amen. We still young. Y'all think we 50 something? We old? No, we just getting started.
Amen.
We just getting good. Ain't that went down yet? We still rolling. Come on.
That's right.
Amen. So we young people, you don't have to wait till you get 30. Start.
Amen.
That's right.
You ain't got to go through the divorces because of the things that we've done. You ain't got to go through the heartache, the pain, the anguish. Amen. Why? Because you'll put your mind in the Word of God. Amen. You'll begin to seek out for Him.
Yes.
Right.
He'll show you which way to go. Why? Because it's the Holy Ghost that gives off the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing is the power of God that handles any enemy that presents itself in your life. That's what the anointing do. It comes to handle any enemy, to cast it out, to bind it up, to rebuke it, any enemy.
Amen.
That try to suck the life out of you. Come on, y'all. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any enemy. Find out who's your enemy and who's your friend.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Find out who's your enemy and who's your friends.
Yeah.
Why? Because when you do, amen, you'll know the one that regard the wickedness. And I want to let you know, it ain't the people, it's that unclean spirit that's in them. Stop being mad at folk that doing a whole bunch of stuff that ain't right and get mad with the devil. Get mad with the unclean demon spirits that's in them. Oh, y'all, come on, is that all right? Say demons are real.
Demons are real.
Huh? What demons do, it pushes God away from you. Hindering spirits pushes God away from you. I wish I'd get somebody. See, anything that puts God away from you is the devil. Anything that brings God to you is the Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all, come on, give God praise. Anything, glory to God, that say, amen, you don't need the Lord, you don't need God, trying to get you to decide whether you want to do right or wrong, that is the devil. Anything that's trying to get you to choose God or them is the devil.
Come on now.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Is that all right?
Yes.
Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door.
Oh, yeah.
That's number one. Unconfessed sin is one thing that causes hindrances to stop your prayer life, your learning life, and grow to God in your growing life. Amen? Number two, just give me about 15 more minutes. The lack of faith. Say the lack of faith. Lack of faith. Come on, Mark 1 and 6. Lack of faith. Hallelujah. How many know we got to have faith?
Yeah.
Faith should be the number one thing that we should never let go. How many know when you let God go, that shows the devil you don't have faith in God?
That's right.
When you don't believe God can do it, how many know that gives him room to keep trying to sift you as wheat?
Right.
You ain't even got to do sin, just don't believe him. Don't you know not having faith in God is a sin?
Oh,
no. Lack of faith is a sin? Come on, y'all. Your faith got to be strong enough to win in that you don't depend on your own ability anymore. Your faith is not dependent upon you, but it's dependent upon God. Oh, y'all, come on. I wish I'd get somebody to say my faith. I'm not going to depend on me because I'm limited, but God is unlimited. Why? Glory to God. Mark 6 and 1. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But Jesus, 4 verse 7, Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country." Come on, y'all. "And among his own kin, and in his own house." Come on, y'all. Is that all right?
Amen.
I want to let you know that you got to begin to respect the anointing on me and co-pastor. Because this is going to affect your faith in God. Well, I was saying here a few people. You got to respect the anointing, amen, that God, you got to respect the faith that God has put in you. Oh, y'all, come on. Because we're not babysitters. We're disciple trainers.
Right.
Come on, I wish I could get a few people.
Right.
I'm not anointed to babysit you, I'm anointed to train you.
Yeah.
Amen. I want you to, amen, get off the mill, amen, and get on the meek and say, you know what, I'm a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
Get up out of your bed and say, you know what, I'm tired of wondering what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray about what I'm getting ready to do.
Right.
Oh, y'all, come on, somebody.
Amen.
I'm not going to wonder anymore what God got for me. I'm going to say, Lord, show me what you want me to do.
Yes.
And he lasts in evil days. Lord, you said, Lord, if I act, it shall be given.
Oh, yeah.
Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall.
Yes.
Whatever you want to know about God, all you got to do is get up out of your bed and say, Lord, show me your will. And show me the way.
Yes.
And guess what you're going to do? If you can't see in the spirit, you're going to say, pick up your Bible.
That's right.
You know how your Bible be sitting there and you know you need to pick it up. All day it's sitting there. You know it just be, I'm going to read it. Next thing you know, the day gone, getting ready. Come on, yes, I've been there. I know I've been there. I'm going to read. Next thing you know, another day done went by. I'm going to read. Next thing you know, another day. Next thing you know, a whole month done went by. What time you pick your Bible up when you come on Sunday?
Oh,
come on, somebody. How many know you can't stay spiritually strong just reading your word on Sunday? Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. I wish I could get a few intercessors and some few word people. some of y'all gonna be missionaries, teachers, pastors. Come on, somebody. I'll be trying to get a few people. Many co-pastors ain't trying to do it all. He's trying to get some people built up. I know some people ain't here. But, amen, all you gotta do is come to us and say, Lord, I'm ready to go through missionary training. I may not be perfect, but I'm ready to learn more about God. So you learn more, not just what we teach here, but I'm going to know that we can ready to do some training classes. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Is that all right? Is that all right? We can ready to do some training classes. Amen. Every first Saturday from 10 to 12, this is going to be our prayer time, community prayer time. Amen. Come on. We're going to get strong in God. Come on. Not only do I want you to prosper in your finances, but I want you to prosper in the spirit.
That's right.
Come on, y'all.
Hallelujah.
So you have a whole lot of money and still hate the world. You have a big house and still hate everybody. You can have all that stuff, big ride, all that. Still don't even like nobody. You're still miserable.
Amen.
But when you get God in you, he's the center of your joy.
Yes.
No hindering spirit will hold you back.
Thank
you. Y'all better come on here and fall
to God.
No hindering spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Can't hold you back.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Why? Because the prophet don't have no honor. In his own country, among his own. You know, some of you trying to convince your family, different people that you saved, you changed. Stop doing it because Jesus didn't have none. What do you think about you?
Right.
You're not going to look Jesus.
That's right.
We ain't not look Jesus.
That's right.
He's us all the one Jesus.
Right.
So what we have to do is understand that my mouth, my tongue was made to speak.
Right.
Come on. My eyes were made to see. And so the gift you have in you, God is going to allow you to go out among some people that you don't even know, and they'll receive the gift inside of you. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, they will.
Hallelujah, huh?
Will.
And that what? That'll break that lack of faith.
That's
right. Do not be discouraged if you experience a number of failures before you reach your place of destiny. Don't be discouraged until you reach it. Don't be discouraged. And the number of places that you have been rejected, don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Until you reach your place of destiny. Let us get discouraged before we reach our place of destiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your destiny? God has a place and a plan that your faith have to continue to grow.
Yeah.
Even if people don't receive you, you still got to be always seeking God. He said, and he could therefore do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marred because of their unbelief. And he went around about the village teaching. How many know that God getting ready to do something in you that people are going to marvel at?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I wish I could get something.
Praise God.
You can't be taught to and fro. James 1 and 6. Taught to and fro every wind in doctrine.
That's right.
James 1 and 6. People getting ready to be amazed how much you've grown spiritually. Look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor,
neighbor.
I'm getting ready to grow. Spiritually.
Spiritually,
and the devil can't do nothing about it. Now you need to go ahead and give God praise on that. Your life of faith, come on. I don't care what the enemy has tried to put upon you. I'm not going to be tossed through. You got to know that you saved when he lasts and even days.
That's right.
You got to know that you saved. Cause why? That healing is going to make you feel, I don't know if I'm saved or not. In about 10 more minutes, I'm going to talk to you. We're going to get ready to get out of here. We got 3 o'clock service, okay? I don't know if I'm saved or not. I don't know if God gonna use me. I don't know. I don't speak in tongues. You know, I don't do this. If you don't read the word, you ain't gonna never speak in tongues. If you don't speak after the Holy Spirit, you're not gonna get what you need. So we gotta become more than just Christians with our mouth.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on, y'all. We gotta be Christians from our heart.
Yes.
Why? Because there's issues in our heart that we have to get out. That comes to, you know, kill and eat at our faith.
Yes.
Issues in our mind, issues in our hearts that we have to take before the Lord. The last one. I didn't have enough time to go into the lack of faith. I'm just trying to test them, each one. Take
unforgiveness.
Matthew 6. Unforgiveness. Matthew 6 and 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. How many know we got to forgive people?
Amen.
We have to forgive people.
My God.
You got to forgive people that have done stuff against you. Because that'll hinder you too. You think about what you've done and past ministries and past people and past spouses, ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-saints, ex-family members, and ex-co-workers. You know, some people hate co-workers. You got some people that they go to work and make their co-worker mad in society. And they go around the corner and laugh. Look out. You know, some people are real sneaky.
Yeah.
And they just do stuff that agitates you.
Which?
Is that all right? And we got to not let, we can't give people that kind of authority over us. When people can switch your attitude, that means they got authority over you.
My
words
God.
Can, words do hurt. Words hurt more than whooping. Whooping's going to go away. But I know some people, I know some stuff that I've carried for 30, 40 years. And I had to go back and say, Lord, I want this out of my heart.
My God.
Is that all right? Yeah. Especially if you have dealt with abandonment, rejection.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
And you're dealing with all those spirits
yes.
your whole life. And then sometimes those are some of the most hardest things. But you can't become a slave to
it. Come on,
you can't become a slave to unforgiveness.
Okay.
You know, you can't become a friend to it. Y'all, come on, somebody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look, you'll find yourself operating unforgiveness, and it'd be real easy to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But God don't want us
yeah.
to operate it.
Yeah.
Yes. Good work. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank God. This is Daquana. Praise God. Yes, go to work. Amen. She won't be with us this afternoon, but we thank God for her.
Yes.
Amen. But we know that, in my closing, that unforgiveness is one of the things that we must let go of. God have had me to talk about this more than one time because a lot of us, we got things in our heart against people, and God wants us to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
We got to let it go. People have hurt us, stabbed us, did us wrong, talked
Amen.
About us.
Come on.
You know, some people just jealous of you just because how you look.
Mm.
You ain't even had to do nothing against them.
No.
Come on, is that all right?
Yeah, like
some people don't even like how your hair do is, the dress style, your skin color, you know. It's on the, it, when they hear you, they cringe. That's a devil. That's a jealous of the demonic attack, bro. That's a demonic attack that we can't fight with ourselves because we do bitterness. We'll root in us.
Yeah.
We gotta watch the spirit of bitterness. You know, that's why I tell husband when we counsel, we tell husband and wife when we counsel, you know, all that fussing. I mean, I can solve fussing. This is how you solve fussing, put a Bible out. you really got the hope. Pull the Bible out, sit it on the table. Come on, we talking about Christians. Is that all right else? You pull the Bible out. What the words say about it. Then everything
okay.
Went right on down. Why? Because it's the word. It's all about the word. Is that all right? Because I have my opinion, she got her opinion, but God got dominion. Come on, is that all right? God is the one that got dominion in this house.
That's
when you give God dominion over you and your house and your money and your relationship and your body and your ministry and everything about when God got dominion, that means that the devil ain't got a right to cross the line.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to worry about the demonic attack because the devil can't cross Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He don't want to cross him again because he went down and took the key from him.
Uh-huh.
Took all authority. So how, let us stand. How do you, let us stand. How do you keep yourself from feeling bad, feeling hindered? By people, yourself, in your own flesh and just feeling bad. Sometimes ain't nothing happen. Sometimes we just wake up feeling bad. You ain't had an argument. You ain't nobody dislike you. You ain't nothing happen. Sometimes you just wake up feeling bad, don't you, Mama? Sometimes you just make up feel like you have no value. Sometimes. Am I the only one? Sometimes you just wake up and you feel like, why am I here? You know, what's my purpose? I'm just talking. Y'all didn't mind me talking a little bit. But that's a hindering spirit. It does not want you to live. I was so disturbed one time in my life. I was working in the prison system in Atlanta. And I just rolled off the bed and wanted to die. What's been wrong with me? I'm out of health. When I ain't 300 no more, I'd come down a little bit. Amen. But, wasn't nothing wrong with me? I was a great song. Wasn't nothing wrong. Amen. But just a spirit of depression came upon me. You know, that's a hindrance. And the saint deal with depression and oppression more than what we really want to admit to. And God said that we got to have a lifestyle of prayer. We cannot function. Because think about it, y'all. You know, times have got more wicked than it was when we was her age and his age, 17, 13, 14, way back in the 70s. It ain't what these young people, they got everything. Now, you can feel a demonic spirit.
Yeah.
They got to have almost police squads at school.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to wonder why, whether or not you're going to let your son go to school without a weapon.